It was the Blind Dave Colour Run last weekend, and there was a lot of paint involved in that and a lot of fun. Isn't that right, Blind Dave Healy?
Yeah, it was like the Yellow Brick Road. Hi, Simon. It was good again. It's the second year that the Albion Foundation have put it on, and it was absolutely brilliant that they've, you know, put a race in my name, which is great. But we also honoured and supported and celebrated two, and I'm going to call them legends of the club. One was a gentleman by the name of Richard Eads, and he was the person inside the club mascot, Baggy Bird. So nobody saw him on the pitch. They saw Baggy Bird, but they never knew Richard. And sadly, he died Boxing Day this year, just before the game, which was sad. And then we lost Cyril Regis, who was a hero on the pitch, was our number nine, a striker of some repute, you know, a legend to the club. So one was seen on the pitch and one wasn't. So we had Cyril's family, his wife, son Robert and daughter Michelle, and Richard had a Dave who was his best friend, and they came to support the colour run. So, you know, we had a minute's applause to celebrate both of them, and then I preempted a little bit of paint dispersing through the air because I was trying to warm the kids up, but not really. Nobody told me they got paint in their hands. And when I said to this, they was going, no, too late, I'd done it. And the paint went everywhere, and oh, it just started the day off. The weather was brilliant. We had some 500 people taking part, kids, nans, mums, dads, grannies, school teachers, anybody that was, you know, a part of it. Deb and the kids, and we had the family down, Donkey come down. And it was just a brilliant day, mate. But the weather makes it, the weather like this makes it, doesn't it? You know, I guess if it had been pouring down rain, we'd have had 50 or 100. As it was, the sun was shining, 500 turned out. And it was like red and yellow and pink and blue. If we can find the blind man, we're going to cover you. And they did.
See, an event like that, though, when it's really busy and the sounds and things coming from all angles, how do you deal with that when you've got no, you know, perspective
of it? I just get in the mix of it and just enjoy. Sadly, I like to run things, but the event was fun. The event was celebration. And I actually ran, well, I'll tell a lie, we ran 200 yards. We got lost somehow on the course, and so did half of them that was following us. And then I walked around with Robert Regis, with Cyril's son, and we was having a good old chin wag, and we were in the middle of kids and families and bikes being pushed and prams. But, you know, and we just got in the middle of it, and we walked and we talked and we shouted, and paint was here and there and everywhere. But everybody was amongst us and having a little rabbit, and we were amongst them. So I thought it was a change, and it was great not to sort of run it and miss all that. You know what I mean? So it was lovely, and I enjoyed being in the middle of it when it's like that. Because you're walking and you're talking. When I'm running, I prefer to be a little bit more open, so to speak.
And you had a bit of a get-together back at the house, I see.
Oh, blimey, I really are. Because we live on the valley now, basically, and so the top of the road is our house. And it was sort of open door to people who we knew who wanted to come back and get showered. So our shower downstairs was like, well, yeah, it was on all day. And then the kids decided that they'd invite a few friends round for the afternoon. And so a few of the school kids come. And then from sort of 4 or 5 o'clock onwards, a few other people come. There was quite a gathering in our garden. They found my little fridge in my workshop with a few Guinness in. And we partied until about half past 12. And it was brilliant, mate. Again, the weather, the garden, the kids was playing all sorts of games, hula hoops and laughing and joking. And us adults was just rabbiting and talking and, you know, just enjoying the occasion. It was nice. A few beers was had, and that was it.
Now, you said to me the other week that you were planning, well, we should explain, actually. Recently, you got a couple of fancy dress costumes, didn't you?
We did. We did a fancy dress in the 10K in Aylesbury about 2 weeks ago now. The only one we do in a year. And me and Donkey, we got all to these, Donkey ordered them. Got all to these leprechauns, and what you do is you put your feet or your legs into it, and it's like the leprechaun has you sitting on his shoulder. So, of course, with the two of us, we had twins. We had Mick and Paddy. And, of course, Mick and Paddy were put in the bags, and they were kicking and screaming as they went in. And Saturday night, Mick and Paddy made a surprise visit. They flew in special from Belfast. And suddenly there was Mick and Paddy on our patio running up and down and having fun and frolics, and everybody was screaming and laughing and what the hell. And I'll tell you what, they're a party breaker. The kids' friends must have been thinking, this is George's dad. What's he doing?
That must be his uncle.
he's blind, running up and down the path like a maniac. Well, it was, and then of course I jumped up the steps. I got a rope that leads from the bottom to the top of the garden, okay. So I follow that up as people clocked on eventually. I come up the steps and I turn around and I was pretending Mick was doing a bit of river dancing, shooting off on his own while I was hanging onto this line. And of course somebody put a chair there. Oh my God, it has been the best penalty in the world. It broke my foot. God. So Paddy was limping after that. What you do is, when you're blind, and I told Paddy this, I had a word with him after, I said, listen, Paddy, when you got a blind bloke on your shoulder, you don't go dashing about kicking chairs.
No, any other time it's fine.
Oh, yeah. When you're on a beach somewhere, there's nothing... Oh, God. But, Simon, it's all about laughing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the day was full of paint and full of laughter, full of people, everybody enjoying. The sun took us to... You know, a bit of a party in the afternoon. And, of course, Mick and Paddy, bless their cotton socks, they come out again. And, a great day was had by all. Plenty of laughter, mate, plenty of laughter.
Yeah, and we'll give you Dave's contacts later on, but you can catch some pictures on Facebook as well, various things. Have you been back on the tools this week?
Yeah. You caught me in the workshop. You remember when I made the triple bunk beds for friends? Well, we've now got the space, I've now got the measurements, and what I'm doing is I'm making them a set of steps, but I'm making them a set of steps in the way of a cupboard, so that obviously the steps can be used to get in the second and the top bunk, but because it's a silly little space, I thought, there's no point wasting it. So I'm making these cupboards, and we've got some plastic sort of drawers that I can throw into them, you know, with various things in, so I thought, well, might as well utilise the space. So yeah, I'm back in the workshop, I'm... drilling everything at the minute. I'll tell you what, Simon, I've just drilled, how many? 4, 8, 16, 16, 32, 64, 128 holes. And that's what takes the time when you're doing a job, because I'm dowling them as well, you know. So,
but don't put them down or you'll not find them.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I'm getting there slowly, you know, but you drill this, drill that, drill this, drill that. But, hey, if you want to do the job, you've got to do the job properly, haven't you?
You have indeed. And are you and the family, how's the training going for the Great Wall of China?
Hey, I'll tell you what, the kids have done very, very well over the last couple of weeks. Because last week, they were 3 days away on the practice for the Duke of Edinburgh, and they were walking in the Lung Min, which is a place near to Shrewsbury. But this week, Monday through to last night, they were actually doing the real thing for their Silver Duke of Edinburgh, and they had to walk in the Peak Districts, camp and walk and cook and, you know, do all the things. So they covered a few miles, and they've come back, and obviously they was exhausted with the heat. They was having to carry packs and the tents and stuff. But again, it's put them in good stead. You know, Dad, oh, my legs are aching a little bit. And I said, but, no, but not too bad. And, you know, both gone to school today with, you know, and they've enjoyed it. They was with a pal, so they've had a bit of fun. So they've also got a bit of training. And me and Deb are trying to do at least 3-4 miles every morning, and we're getting quicker and quicker, and Debbie's shooting up that hill like a rocket now. My God, her fitness is coming up. So, but now they've got the Duke of Edinburgh out the way. The break-up this Friday, so we're going to have to start doing a couple of hours walking 2, 3, 4 times a week. Training's coming on all right. It's coming on okay.
How far is the actual stretch of the Wall of China that you're actually going to be doing?
I don't know, Simon. All I'm told is that we will be doing 6 days on that wall at various levels of, you know, parts where there's lots of steps, with inclines, renovated sections, unrenovated sections. There could be a lot of wilderness. And we're told that we are going to be on the wall for a minimum of 7 hours each day. Now, what we cover in that 7 hours depends, I guess, on the nature of the ground. Because somebody's told me that you go out there and if you hit the steps, I said, Dave, you hit steps, you'll need to be serious. There's not one step which is the same depth. And they said, if you're going up, mate, you'll be all right. But they suggested to me, come down and come down on your backside because, you know, it's a lot. But how far they go up, I do not know. So obviously, I don't know how far they come down. But there's an awful lot of them on top. So I don't know. You might do a mile in one day, but it might have been 10,000 steps up and 10,000 steps down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, just remember you've got elderly people. You've got Debs coming with you, haven't you?
Well, Deb said that she's tagging on to me because if she's lagging behind, she said, I can blame the blind bloke. I said, thank you very much, God. But no, I mean, it'll be great to do it. It'll be great, you know, obviously to gear a running commentary and story when I get back. But as for the miles we're going to complete, that is a mystery at the minute.
Are you going to film it with your GoPro?
Yeah, I'm taking the GoPro. So, you know, obviously we'll catch hopefully a lot of it on the GoPro. So it should make for interesting. And, of course, with the three kids coming along with Deb, it's going to be a fabulous experience for them. The school have sort of allotted them the week off for the two little ones because they said that, you know, they're probably never going to experience like this again. And it'll be learning for them as much as anything else, you know, on the practical side. So, yeah, I am looking forward to it, but not just yet because that means my year's gone again.
Yeah, nice memories. Give us your contacts before you go.
Right. The website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. Healy spelled H-E-E-L-E-Y. And, yeah, get in touch. Give us a shout. Contact us through the website. Do what you want. But we're here, and hopefully we're going nowhere else.
Well, Dave, good to chat with you. It's time to say toodaloo.
Indeed. Toodaloo, I will be gone, and make a coffee as well. Oh, sorry. Yeah, toodaloo. Ta-ra, mate.
Bye-bye.